From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Mike Lamp. Scientists working north of Denver are tackling an atmospheric mystery. There is a chlorine compound in the wintertime air over the Front Range that's normally found much closer to the ocean. It's called nitrile chloride, and a team headed by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is using a weather tower in Erie to learn why it's showing up in landlocked Colorado. Steve Brown with NOAA's office in Boulder told me why his team wants to learn more about where the compound is coming from.
This particular form of atmospheric chlorine is probably one of the dominant ways that chlorine gets into the atmosphere. And that's really important because chlorine is involved in the way that ozone is formed in the atmosphere. Ozone, as you know, is an important component of smog, for example. It's part of air pollution, and it's also an important greenhouse gas. So ozone is a greenhouse gas. This kind of chlorine chemistry is intimately involved in ozone in the lower atmosphere. So understanding chlorine and how chlorine gets into the atmosphere has a lot of implications for how we understand both regional air quality and climate change.
You have some good guesses about where the compound is coming from in Colorado anyway.
Yes, that's right. As you might guess from the name of this compound, nitrile chloride, there is the word chlorine in there, and then there's the word also nitrogen. And the nitrogen part actually comes from any combustion source, tailpipes or power plants or wood burning or really anything that burns. And it's the interaction of these very common pollutants with any source of salt. That could be sea salt, or it could be perhaps dust that we have here in Colorado, or it could actually be a variety of different salt sources, give rise to this form of chlorine that hasn't been understood to be important in the past.
Why do you think that you're seeing it more in the winter along the Front Range than you would at other times of year?
The reason for that is that the chemistry that gives rise to this chlorine compound can only occur in the dark. It turns out that sunlight effectively reverses the process or stops the process entirely. And so when it's dark out, and it's more dark in the winter than it is in the summer, you see a lot more of this particular compound.
You have created a pretty elaborate project for sampling the atmosphere above Erie, Colorado, starting with this tower that's about 1,000 feet tall. How does that work?
What we've done with the tower is to construct an enclosure that we can move up and down the tower that carries all of the instruments that we need to fully characterize the formation of this chlorine compound. And so that ends up being about 2,000 or 3,000 pounds worth of instruments. And we have an elevator that's actually capable of lifting that kind of an instrument load up and down. And that's a really important thing to be able to do, because especially in wintertime and especially in the dark when we do these experiments, there's a lot of variation as you move these instruments through that range of the tower.
Once you have a better idea of where this nitrile chloride is coming from and how it forms in Colorado, how do you use that information?
We will take this information and we will work with people who construct models of both the local and the global atmosphere. We really need to get out and look at larger number of locations. We need to be doing this in all seasons of the year, winter and summer. So I would imagine that indeed there will be a lot of further research, both that we undertake and that other research groups around the world undertake in the coming years.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Steve Brown is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Boulder. The project on the Erie Tower ends this Friday, March 11th.